Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, it is time to learn more about life in the sandbox. Of course, my guest is noted author Ron Price, who is here. He is the author of the series of Life in the Sandbox books. Welcome back.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
More pieces of advice this week. We are talking about real and hidden issues.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know how many issues I have? I have a whole subscription.
Well, you know what? Why don't we just talk about that today, Scott? That would make a more interesting
That's
program.
Right. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, really.
What do you got?
I got that life happens. We have events come into our lives that sometimes blindside us. And, you know, you just deal with them at the moment. But oftentimes those events, there's an issue underlying those events. In other words, if the same scenario plays out from time to time, there's probably an underlying cause that hasn't been addressed yet. But not only that, often beneath the issue is a hidden issue, which is the real cause, the real impetus for whatever the event was. And we're talking unpleasant events at the moment. And so the challenge is to dig deep and identify the hidden issue. Because if you don't, it's kind of like putting a Band-Aid on a cancer. Most people have heard that expression. You'll deal with the situation and it'll go away for the while. But if you haven't addressed the issue or, in fact, the hidden issue, it's going to come back. I'm not a betting person, but I would wager with you that it's going to come back. So what we need to do is try to identify what are those hidden issues. What's really at the core of us getting upset with each other, of us being not able to work well together, of us getting on each other's nerves on a regular basis? Again, if it happens now and then, you're a fallible human being dealing with another fallible human being. That's all it is. And Scott, forgive me, but you, my friend, are a fallible human being.
Same to you.
That's why I like you.
Same
Thank
to you.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
We're a good pair, you and I.
That's right. So, again, many events just blow them off. But if it's a hidden issue, you need to use... We talked a few weeks back about the love talk. Listen, understand, validate. You need to slow down enough to have a serious conversation to try to uncover, because oftentimes neither party knows what the hidden issue is, including the person who holds that issue. So you've got to have that deep-seated conversation where you're exploring, you're digging down. And one way to do this, although this can get annoying, can I pause while I cough?
That's okay.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. That was an event.
Yes.
No hidden issue, I don't think.
No.
Ask why. Why do you feel that way? And whatever the person says, say, oh, that's interesting. Why do you think that is? And listen for the answer. But then again, whatever they say, huh, I wonder what's behind that. That's interesting. And it's helpful to summarize back. So you're saying this and this. Is that right? Yeah. What do you think that's about? And you're causing the person to do their own self-exploration, to dig deeper and kind of like peeling back an onion to get to the real heart of the matter, if you will. The way I heard this, and I think it's probably Simon Sinek who came up with this, the importance of why ask why, I think that's his famous work. Seven levels of why. I feel this and this. Oh, really? Why is that? Well, because of this and this. Oh, what do you think that's based on? Well, because, do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I
follow you.
You're going deeper and deeper and deeper.
And making them really guide you, right? I mean, making them realize what they're really thinking and feeling.
Yeah. Yes, and sometimes we can't do it. You know, Scott, I'm not putting you down by any means. We, all of us, can be blind to our own faults, our own shortcomings, our own views that are maybe out of whack. And it's incredible, Scott, if I say something to you and you paraphrase it back to me, I might say, you know what, you paraphrased that perfectly, but now that I hear you saying it, that's not really how I feel. We get out of our own heads, and so you're exactly right. You're the guide helping the person discover what the issue is, and if you do it with the right attitude, not in an air of superiority or condemnation or anything of the sort, it's a joint venture to figure out what the hidden issues are. I think it can be a worthwhile exercise, because once you uncover the hidden issues, then you're prepared to say, all right, now that we know what the issues are, let's do this and this differently, and let's get our relationship back to a healthier place. So use the love talk, and I wrote about this. If you want a copy of my article on it, Ron at ronprice.com. So now I should turn to you and say, Scott, can I give people my email address?
Yes.
Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Ron at ronprice.com.
Yes.
And I'll be happy to send that to you. But practice the seven levels of why. It'll take a little practice. Set aside some time. It shouldn't take hours and hours, but don't rush it either. But it's going to help you uncover what's really going on at the core of your relationship with yourself or with others.
Sounds good. Good advice. Once again, Ron Price, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ron Price is with me every Wednesday at this time right here on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.